Hey, this is T.A. Marion calling in from kilometer 1298 of Paddling North. We just can't buy an odometer moment this week. Though we looked long and hard to get this camp, this was our fifth stop, and I don't know that we would have willingly gone two more kilometers to get that odometer moment. We're calling this camp Brave Beaver Point Sandbar, we wish. Sandbars are getting pretty hard to find these days. But this one had a very has a little bit of sand and a lot of mud, and had one very, very brave beaver. And it was very nice to find something a little higher off the deck. And we're tucked nicely into some willows, which is nice since it's been sort of booming thunder-wise almost much of the day. I think if I would describe the weather today, that the sky had a rumbly tummy. And not much ground strike, just a lot of cloud-to-cloud, well, rumbles. I didn't actually see, I only saw two strikes all day, but it rumbled, and we were ready to get off at a moment's notice. And we did get off at one point to explore the and look for the cinnamon sawmill, which ended up being a little more of an epic adventure than we expected it, because the channel that the sand that the sawmill used to be on is now sort of silted shut. So we had to park our canoe and then go around to the end and then figure out if we could cross the channel, which we did, using a beaver trail through the Equisetum and then into the woods. And it was a mosquito fest, a serious, serious mosquito fest. I've never seen so many mosquitoes. Fortunately, we had our head nets on and Gore-Tex because we had had some rain already. And with a good little bit of repellent on our hands, we had a lovely adventure. We did find two outbuildings and an outhouse and an old pump, and felt like we were, you know, the Indiana Jones of the Northwest Territories, looking for the ancient sawmill, or at least we had a good time. The weather was absolutely everything today. It was hot and sunny at moments. It was cool. We had downpours. We had lots of light rain and medium rain and sun and some wind and some more rain and thunder, as I said, all day long. But fortunately, only a few cloud to ground strikes and none very close to us. I suspect we paddled every single direction today. We paddled north, we paddled south, we paddled east, we paddled west. And if you ever need to remember the cardinal directions, remember it's never eat shredded wheat, north, east, south, and west. We paid a visit to Ring Lake, which is an oxbow lake, which means it used to be part of the river but got cut off. And we'd hoped to stay in a cabin there that was listed in our guidebook. Unfortunately, the cabin had been trashed, likely by both bears and humans, so it kind of gave us the creeps. So that meant at 6:15, we were still heading out and trying to find a camp. So 2 hours later, we finally found one, and we're all happily tucked in. We had a really quick and dirty supper of pork jerky and sweet potato with chia and hemp hearts and a hot drink. I think we're appreciating the rest today, so we popped off a 60-kilometer day to go about 26 kilometers if we'd been able to go in a straight line. And the terrain is definitely getting much more delta-like. It's hard to find land off the deck, as we call it, anything with any kind of relief. And so we're happily 3 or 4 or 5, actually maybe even 6 feet off the edge. The canoe's happily tucked in, and we have a brave beaver. So another fabulous day exploring our Slave River land, and we're not quite sure what our plan will be tomorrow. It's my birthday. That's very exciting. It's birthday Eve. And I want to say a big happy birthday to my favorite mermaid. And thanks, Larry, for the update. Always great to hear news. And that's it for today. Day 36, paddling north, east, south, and west. And we're at kilometer 1298. Take good care. Bye. What's that? Day 38. Marion, did I say 36? Okay, sorry. Let me do that closing one more time. It is day 38 here at Paddling North, kilometer 1298, and we're here at Brave Beaver Point. Take care. Bye.